Let's get started. Our next presentation is Performance of Fine Fescues Under Two Forms of Traffic. Authors are Hoi Chen, Jim Murphy, and Bradley Park. Presenting Hoi Chen.
Okay, thanks for the introduction. So for those of you who are familiar with fine fescues, here's a little bit introduction and background of this group of species. Fine fescue is a group of Fescuca species that has relatively fine leaf texture, and they are often considered as a low input turf grass because they require less water and less nitrogen to grow. Also, some of them have very good drought, cold, and shade tolerance, which make them a perfect species to be used in the mixtures with other cool season grasses. And the drawbacks of fine fescues, including a poor traffic tolerance, and some of them are extremely susceptible to diseases and insects. And because it's a low input species, they kind of slow to recover from those stresses. They don't have very good recuperative ability. So traffic tolerance is one of the most important characteristics as being a turf grass. And traffic can normally be broken down into two major categories. One is wear stress, the other is soil compaction. For wear stress, it's normally caused by crossing, bruising, and tearing of the turf canopy. And the injuries can be seen instantly after the stress. On the other hand, the soil compaction, it doesn't kill the grass right away. However, it causes the compaction of the soil, which makes the turf grass more susceptible to other environmental stresses. So different species might perform differently based on what type of traffic they received. So it's important when you're conducting a traffic study, it's important to look at them separately. The objective of this study is to evaluate the performance of fine fescues under two forms of traffic. The abrasive wear applied by rugged wear simulator, abbreviated as RWS, and the trampling type of traffic or soil compaction applied by the KD traffic simulator, abbreviated as the CTS. So the test was seeded in September 2012 in North Brunswick, New Jersey. The soil pH was 6.44 in 2013 and 5.98 in 2014. Soil was with sufficient P and K. For nitrogen application, we try to manage this test as a low input study. So we trying to apply around 50 kilogram per hectare of nitrogen per year, which is equivalent to about 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square foot per year. And the test was mowed at 6.4 centimeter. We only watered the test when the drought stress was severe, and pesticide was applied preventatively to control some disease and insects. Experimental design, we use a 3x10 factorial split plot design in the RCBD with four replications as the whole plot factor being the form of traffic. So we have an untreated control. We have the abrasive wear applied by the RWS and the trampling or soil compaction applied by the CTS. For subplot factor, we have 10 fine fescue entries from six species. So the four of them are more widely used species. We have two cultivars for each of them, and there are two species, we only have one cultivar. So here's our main factor, the comparison of two machines. The RWS on the upper left was designed to apply mainly abrasive wear with minimum soil compaction. So as the machine moves, those rubber pedals will rotate at 100 RPM and kind of cause some crossing and tearing to a turf canopy. And that the picture down is the damage caused by the rugs, the RWS, which is, I would describe it as a washboard-like damage. And the picture on the upper right is a CTS, which is built from a Toro airfire, and they replace those tines with the feet. Those feet has cleats underneath, though as the machine moves, those feet will alternatively strike the ground and cause some soil compaction. And you also leave some cleat mark on the ground if the mowing height is lower. So I did a test on the potting green study, just to show you the damage of the CTS. For our subplot factor, we have 10 fine fescue entries. We have two Chung's fescue, Rita and Kronbar too. And Rita is a newer release cultivar. So for half fescue, we have Beacon, Aurora Gold, Beacon being a newer one. We have Marvel and Garnet. Those are strong creeping red fescue, and Marvel is a newer release cultivar. We also have a Garnet, we also have a Shoreline and Seabreeze GT. Those are slender creeping red fescue. And we have a quattro, which is a ship fescue, and a brewery, which is a brew by heart hybrid. I will use this order throughout my presentation for later on the result and discussion section. So for traffic application, we started traffic this test in September 2013, so basically it's 1 year after seeding, and the traffic was ended in August 2015. I used year one and year two to denote the traffic year. It's slightly different than the calendar year. And for each traffic year, we have three traffic periods or three traffic seasons. We apply traffic in autumn, in spring, and summer. For each traffic period, we have 8 weeks, and I run the machine one pass per week for 8 weeks, and there was a 4 week interval between each traffic period. Just try to encourage the recovery of the test. For data collection, we've been doing both visual readings and some objective measurement. We've done a 1-to-9 uniformity of turf cover rating, 9 being the most uniform turf cover. We also did a 0-to-100 fullness of turf canopy reading, 100 being fullness canopy. We also done a leaf bruising reading, 1-to-9, 9 being no bruising. And we also use a light box for the digital image analysis. That will give us a 0-to-100% green cover. And we use the Choxer moisture density gauge to measure the soil volumetric water content and bulk density after each traffic year. Because of time, I'm only going to present part of my data today. So they're including the soil water content and bulk density data, the uniformity of turf cover, and deep tissue bruising. Those two pictures in the middle showing two plots, one with very poor uniformity of turf cover, the other one is very uniform and dense. And two pictures to the right, both of them have very uniform and dense turf cover, but however, the one on the top was bruised so badly by the RWS. So first of all, let's look at the soil volumetric water content and bulk density data. The NOVA table shown here indicating there was a significant traffic effect and there was a significant entry effect. There was no traffic by entry interactions. Again, because of time, I will be focusing on the traffic effect for this measurement, because what we really want to know is whether or not those two machines and kind of change the soil bulk density. And here's the traffic effect of those two machines, and they did increase the soil bulk density in both years compared to untreated control. And as we expected, the CTS, which was designed to apply soil compaction, it resulted in a more compacted soil compared to the RWS. Even though the RWS was designed to apply breast well mainly, it did cause some soil compaction issue compared to the control. Second set of data I'm going to present is the uniformity of turf cover. Again, the NOVA table here showing there's a significant traffic effect and a significant entry effect. And this time we have a significant traffic by entry interactions in all of our reading dates, which makes the interpretation of the data a little bit complicated. The interaction means that the performance of different fine fescues might be dependent on the form of traffic they received. So in other words, one fine fescue may be more tolerant to an abrasive wear applied by the RWS. However, the other one might have a better performance under the CTS. So to interpret the data, we have to look at the performance of each fine fescue entries individually under each traffic level, which is what I'm going to present next. So there are some little bit busy figures. Just give you a little bit background of how I set up those figures. So the white, those two are for uniformity of turf cover after autumn traffic in both year one and year two. On the x-axis, we have 10 fine fescue entries, and on the y-axis, we have our uniformity reading from 1-to-9. For all the white bars represent the untreated control, green bars represent the CTS treatment, and red bars represent the RWS treatment. And the LSD here is used for mean separation among fine fescues within the same traffic level. So it's used for the horizontal comparison. And the yellow stars here, I use those yellow stars to denote the response differences between two machines. So whenever you see there's a yellow star, this means the performance of this fine fescue entry under those two machines are significantly different. Clearly from these two figures, we can see that both machines kind of reduce the uniformity of turf cover in both years. And Seabreeze GT, which is a slender creeping red fescue, has been consistently lost the most of uniformity of cover in both years. There are some very good entries in autumn in both years. There are Rita, Beacon, Quattro, and Brewery. Those are the four entries that had better uniformity of turf cover than other entries in autumn in year one and year two. And interestingly, in this figure, especially in year one, when there was a significant machine differences, the CTS tended to cause more damage than the RWS, which is kind of surprising to us, since from our other traffic trial, the RWS tend to cause more damage than the CTS. And in spring of both year one and year two, the result kind of flipped for those the traffic effect. As we can see from these two figures here, those red bars are either similar to or shorter than the green bars, which means the RWS actually causing more damage to the uniformity of turf cover in this time of year in spring in both years. Two entries, they are consistently showing more damage under the RWS, or Rita and Crumbra 2. So they tend to be more tolerant to the CTS, the trampling type of traffic or soil compaction, and they are more susceptible to abrasive wear applied by the RWS. Quattro and Brewery, those two entries being the most consistently performing group, performing entries, and they also on the top of the best performance group. In summer, the differences between two machines became more dramatic. So especially in year two, those red bars are a lot shorter than those green most of those green bars, and there are some entries, Rita, Marvel, Garnet, and Shoreline, consistently showing more damage under the RWS in both year one and year two. Beacon and Brewery are two entries that maintain similar uniformity of turf cover under both machines in both years. So last but not least, let's look at the leaf tissue bruising data, which is caused by the RWS. And leaf tissue bruising is a very common symptom normally caused by mowing or car traffic or other type of wear stress. And in this study, we have noticed that the RWS caused a lot of bruising issue on the fine fescues in particular seasons. Again, first, I'm showing you the ANOVA table of the leaf bruising data. There is a significant traffic effect and significant entry effect for all the reading dates, and there's almost the interaction is almost significant for all the reading dates except for the spring in year one. Again, because we don't have enough time to look at the performance of each individual entries under both machines, so I will be focusing on the performance of them under the RWS, which is mainly caused the leaf bruising. The table here showing that in autumn and summer, the bruising issue was more severe, especially in autumn. And Rita, which, if you remember from the previous slides, Rita actually had a moderate to good uniformity of turf cover. However, it has very severe bruising, especially during autumn. And most of the other species, similar to Rita, they were bruised so bad, they were bruised more severe in autumn than spring and summer. However, there's one exception, which is Quattro shift fescue. It had the least bruising issue in autumn. However, in summer, you can those bruising damage kind of occur for this particular entry. In summary, the newer varieties, Beacon, Rita, Marble, and Shoreline, they had improved traffic tolerance than the older varieties, which are Aurora Gold, Crumbra 2, Garnet, and Seabreeze GT. And those two individual cultivars, the Quattro and Quattro Shift Fescue and Brewery, the hybrid, also showing a relatively good traffic tolerance. The RWS was more aggressive than the CTS in spring and summer. And Rita, Marble, Garnet, and Shoreline, those are entries that are more susceptible to the abrasive wear applied by the RWS than the tempering or soil compaction applied by the CTS. And the performance of Beacon, Quattro, and Brewery were consistently good under both machines and other cultivars. Their performance might vary, depends on the time, the season, and the type of traffic they received. Leaf bruising or fine fetch varied over time or season, and also it varies based on species specific issue. So, and the RWS has the potential to be used as a tool to screen for the bruising tolerance fine fetch use. All right. With that, I'd like to thank my advisor, Dr. Jim Murphy, and also thanks the USDA and SCI for funding this research. And I'd like to answer questions you might have. Thanks.
Quick question.
Yes.
Your both entities, you had significant differences, but numerically they weren't very different. How did you sample or subsample your plots? How many observations did you take individually?
So those plots are 3 by 5, 3 foot by 5 foot. And we were using this chalkster. We only did one measurement per plot. So, and we didn't remove the turf canopy. So that could be another issue. We didn't see dramatic differences. I think after we complete all the traffic, we will take some destructive sample, and that will tell us more about the change of bulk density. Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks.